All right, everybody, welcome back. We're diving deep today, really deep, into the world of sales campaigns.
Ooh, yeah.
Extracting some hopefully actionable golden nuggets.
Nuggets, I love it.
From this book I found called Selling Smarter, Inside Tips for Effective Sales Campaigns.
Catchy title.
And, you know, there's one thing to just kind of like throw things out there and see what sticks.
Right.
But I think we all want to create campaigns that actually like work and are memorable.
Absolutely. It's all about strategy, right?
Exactly.
It's not just luck.
Yeah. And you can't just rely on, you know, vibes and and just like hoping that someone's going to connect.
Nope. You got to have a plan.
They got to have a plan.
And a solid one at that.
Yeah. And this book really emphasizes that, like right out of the gate.
Oh, how so?
It's all about setting these things called SMART objectives.
Yes. The good old SMART objectives.
Specific, measurable, achievable, relevant, time-bound.
It seems like a lot, but it really breaks it down, you know, makes it manageable.
Yeah. And they're not just like buzzwords. They're actually like super important.
Oh, you're crucial.
Because if you don't know what you're trying to achieve.
Right. What are you even doing?
How are you going to measure it?
Exactly.
How do you even know if you're successful or not?
You're just wandering around in the dark, basically.
So I think like one of the places I've tripped up in the past is like,
oh, okay,
that specific part.
Specific. Yeah, that can be tricky.
I know. I'm like, I want to sell more.
Yeah, we all want to sell more.
I want more customers.
But how many more?
Exactly. So the book gives this like really great example.
Okay, I'm all ears.
Like, okay, let's say you're launching this like brand new product line.
All right, got it. A new product line.
Instead of just being like, I want more leads.
Vague, vague.
It's like, okay, I want to generate 100 qualified leads specifically for this new product line.
Okay, I like where this is going.
Through our website contact form within the next quarter.
Boom. Now we're talking.
So it's like, that's measurable. It's tied to a specific goal.
Totally. And it has a deadline, which is super important for staying on track.
And it's relevant because it's like, okay, this is about this product. This is about our website.
It's all connected.
So it's like, now you have this like roadmap.
A blueprint for success.
And the book also talks about, you know, okay, you have your objectives, but now you need KPIs, key performance indicators.
And metrics. Gotta love metrics.
And it's like, how do you even choose the right KPIs?
Well, it depends on what you're trying to achieve, right? Like, what's the objective of your campaign?
Right. So what are some examples?
So let's say your main goal is just brand awareness, you know, getting your name out there, getting people familiar with your brand.
So you're not necessarily like focused on immediate sales.
Exactly. It's more about top of funnel stuff.
Top of funnel, yeah.
So in that case, you might want to track things like impressions.
Okay, so like how many people saw your content?
Yep, how many eyeballs are on it?
And then maybe website visits too, right?
Oh yeah, website visits are a big one.
See if people are actually clicking through, checking out your website.
Exactly, seeing if you're piquing their interest.
And then social media mentions, that kind of thing.
Social media buzz, absolutely. That's a good indicator of brand awareness.
Yeah. If people are talking about you, you're doing something right.
Exactly. Word of mouth is powerful.
And what about if your goal is more lead generation focused?
Ah, lead gen. That's a whole different ballgame.
Yeah. So you're trying to get people to actually like raise their hand and say, hey, I'm interested.
Yeah. Give you their contact info so you can nurture them down the funnel.
Exactly.
So for lead gen, you'd be looking at things like form submissions.
So like people filling out a contact form on your website.
Yep. Or maybe downloading a white paper or signing up for a webinar.
Ooh, webinars are great for lead gen.
They are, especially if you offer valuable content.
Definitely. Something people actually want.
You got to give to get, right?
Absolutely. And then, of course, the holy grail, sales-driven campaigns.
Ah, yes, the bottom of the funnel where the magic happens.
Where the rubber meets the road.
Exactly. And here, your KPIs would be all about those sweet, sweet conversions.
Conversion rates, baby.
Yep. How many people are actually buying your product or service?
And then average deal size, right?
Oh, absolutely. How much are people spending on average?
You want to make sure you're attracting those high-value customers.
For sure. And then, of course, overall revenue generated.
The bottom line. Literally.
Can't forget about the bottom line.
So, yeah, it's really interesting how the KPIs can change so drastically.
They have to align with your objectives.
It's all connected.
A beautiful ecosystem.
All right. So you've set your objectives. You've figured out your KPIs.
Got our metrics in order.
Now it's time to really understand who you're talking to.
The audience, the heart of it all.
And this book really kind of pushes you to go beyond just basic demographics.
Oh, yeah. Demographics are just the tip of the iceberg.
What do you mean by that?
Well, demographics tell you the basic facts about your audience.
Huh.
their age, their gender, where they live, that sort of thing.
Right, like the kind of stuff you can easily get from, you know, analytics and stuff.
Exactly, but it doesn't tell you the whole story, you know. You need to go deeper.
Okay, so what else do we need to consider?
Think about their behaviors, their preferences, their motivations.
Oh, I see what you mean.
What are their pain points? What problems are they trying to solve?
Right, what are they struggling with?
And just as importantly, what are their aspirations? What are their goals and dreams?
You got to know what makes them tick.
Exactly. And that's where the concept of audience personas comes in.
Ooh, personas. The book mentions those.
They're super helpful.
So tell me, like, how do you actually use personas in practice?
Okay, so a persona is basically like a detailed profile of your ideal customer.
Okay, so you're like creating this fictional character.
Yeah, but based on real data and insights.
Oh, so you're not just making stuff up.
No, no, it's got to be grounded in reality.
Okay, so walk me through an example.
All right, let's say you're targeting marketing managers at tech startups.
Got it. Very specific.
So you might create a persona named, say, Sarah.
Hello, Sarah.
Sarah is in her late 20s, super ambitious, loves trying out new marketing tools.
It sounds like someone I know.
But she's also constantly overwhelmed, juggling a million different tasks.
Yeah, I feel that.
Right. And she's craving a streamlined solution that saves her time and gives her data-driven results.
So she's all about efficiency and ROI.
Exactly. And when you're crafting your campaign message, you'd speak directly to Sarah's needs and pain points.
I love that. It's like you're talking to a real person.
That's the goal. You want your message to resonate with them on a personal level.
So it's not just like, hey, buy our product. It's like, hey, Sarah, we understand your struggles. We can help.
Exactly. And that's way more powerful than just a generic sales pitch.
Okay, so we've got our objectives, our KPIs. We know our audience inside and out.
We're making progress.
What's next? What else do we need to consider?
Well, before you launch your campaign, it's always a good idea to do a little reconnaissance.
Reconnaissance?
Yeah, like spying on the competition, but in a legal and ethical way.
Oh, I see. Competitive analysis.
Exactly. The book talks about how important it is to learn from what others in your industry are doing.
Yeah, it's like, why reinvent the wheel? Right.
Right. You can save yourself a lot of time and headaches by seeing what's already working or not working.
And it's not about copying. It's about getting inspiration.
Exactly. It's about learning from their successes and maybe avoiding some of their mistakes.
So how do we actually go about doing this competitive analysis?
Well, first, you need to identify your main competitors.
Okay, so who are you up against?
And then you want to take a close look at their campaigns.
Like what channels are they using?
Exactly. Are they crushing it on social media? Are they doing a lot of email marketing, content marketing?
And then their messaging, right?
Yep. What kind of tone are they using? What are their key selling points?
And you also want to see what's resonating with their audience.
Oh, absolutely. Look at their engagement metrics. What's getting likes, shares, comments.
So you can see what people are responding to.
Exactly. And that can give you some valuable insights for your own campaigns.
So it's not just about, like, mimicking them. It's about understanding the landscape, right?
Exactly. It's about being strategic and finding your own unique angle.
I like that. It's like you're learning from the playbook, but then you're putting your own spin on it.
Exactly.
Wow, this has been so insightful. We've covered so much ground today.
We have. It's been a great deep dive.
We talked about setting those crystal clear objectives, figuring out your KPIs.
Metrics galore.
Really getting into the minds of your audience, going beyond just those basic demographics.
Audience personas are your best friend.
And then scoping out the competition, learning from their successes and their mistakes.
Always be learning.
It's all about being strategic and thoughtful with your campaigns.
And remember, at the end of the day, the most successful campaigns are the ones that connect with their audience on an emotional level.
Yeah, that's something we didn't really get into, but it's so true.
It's crucial. You want to create campaigns that resonate with people, that make them feel something.
So it's not just about pushing a product. It's about telling a story, creating an experience.
Exactly. Think about the brands you love, the ones that really stand out.
They don't just sell you something. They make you feel like you're part of something bigger.
They make you feel seen, understood.
And that's what makes them memorable.
Exactly. It's about building a connection.
So as you're planning your next campaign, think about that emotional element.
How can you make people feel something?
How can you make your campaign stand out from the crowd and leave a lasting impression?
That's the million-dollar question.
That is the million-dollar question. All right, well, I think we've given our listeners a lot to think about today.
I hope so.
So until next time, keep those campaigns strategic, keep them emotional, and keep selling smarter.
See you next time. Bye. Bye.